it's stuff that I think about on a you know, consistent basis. You know, some tattoos, they all have meaning. They all mean something to me. It all started with me getting my very first tattoo, and I got it with my mom. It says Kings of Kings, Lords of Lords on a cross. It was just a cross. And then over time, I'm looking at the cross and I'm trying to see what can I do to make it better. And so I put, you know, doves and clouds around it. And I put the Bible underneath it, and it just grows from there. You just go all the way down the arm with things that represent you. I love all my tattoos, but like I said, some tattoos have more meaning than others. Like, it's got a, you know, the Adidas, you know, symbol right here, you know, Texas A&M. Then I got the Super Bowl 50 MVP tat. So, you know, it's, you know, some tattoos have a little bit more meaning than others, but they both mean something for me.
Are you coming up with the designs? Like, who's, is it your own artwork? Is it a collaboration with the artist? What's the process?
I go to a lot of, you know, high profile tattoo artists. So I have my idea, he has his idea. You know, these guys, this is what they do for a living. So who am I to tell them? You know, I'm gonna live with this tattoo for the rest of my life. So I take all the information I can and just put it on skin.
You got a tattoo on a plane, I saw this past year. What was the thought process there? Were you worried about turbulence at that point? Like, what was, take me through it.
No, I wasn't worried about turbulence. I was worried about the time that I had. I didn't think I was going to be able to finish with the time. But I had a tattoo artist, and I brought him on vacation with me. And then he flew back with me from the Dominican Republic to the United States. And it's actually a world record. Justin Bieber had it before at 41,000 feet, and I was at 44,000 feet.
You're in the Guinness Book of World Records?
It's not official yet, but I have all the flight records. I have, you know, all of that stuff. We just got to, you know, submit the application for the world's record. So, you gotta have time, and the flight was only like 2.5 hours. So that's the only thing I was really worried about. But right when I got the tattoo though, it's like right here on the side, and it's like a super painful spot. Like, so it was like right when he hit me with the needle, I was like, I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to do this no more. But we already had set up everything, and like I didn't have any numbing cream or anything like that. So That was the worst part. It was in a painful spot.
So the favorite one is the 50? Your favorite one is the 50?
I mean, I got a lot of religious tattoos. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that it's my favorite, you know, but it's my most meaningful tattoo. Okay. You know, that Super Bowl 50 changed my life, you know. So, it's got more meaning than others, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite tattoo. I got a lot of cool tattoos that I got, you know, late night in tattoo parlors, but I love them all though.
What's the next one? Do you know what the next one's gonna be?
The next one is, somebody probably steal it, but I want a turtle with a rocket on his back.
Why is that?
Because no matter what the circumstances are, you just gotta make it happen. You gotta make it happen. And I figure I'm looking at the turtle, and he's got a rocket on his back, and he's doing whatever he can to make it happen. So yeah, you gotta make it happen.
Behind the scenes, Broncos Inc. Vaughn, thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys.